I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. New Zealand is doing some soul-searching after a series of powerful earthquakes earlier this year. The most devastating hit the city of Christchurch in February. It killed 182 people. This week, New Zealand launched hearings into why so many people died. The quake leveled large sections of Christchurch, including the city's 150-year-old cathedral. Now local leaders have a plan to build a temporary replacement out of very temporary materials. Phil Mercer has her story.
8 months after the devastating earthquake, Christchurch continues to rebuild. 6,000 houses have been condemned, and civic leaders say parts of the city will have to be abandoned. Christchurch resident Lisa Brignall says life remains unsettled there as the city continues to be rattled by a series of aftershocks.
It takes its toll. My husband's even considered, you know, leaving for the sake of our sanity.
Thousands of residents have already left. So to lift the spirits of the beleaguered city, authorities have plans to replace their condemned cathedral with a temporary structure, one made of cardboard. Peter Beck is the city's Anglican dean.
We've working with an extraordinarily eminent Japanese architect, Shigeru Ben, who builds in cardboard. And they're amazing buildings he's put up around the world. We're hoping to build a cardboard cathedral and hopefully get that up early in the new year. And that will seat 700 people and it will be beautiful. And it will be a sign of hope and confidence in our future as a city and as a church.
The design calls for a giant A-frame structure with 86 large cardboard tubes placed on shipping containers. The paper cathedral would be waterproof and fire resistant. A triangular stained glass window would dominate its facade. It's not Shigeru Ban's first design for a post-disaster community. He built a cardboard church in the city of Kobe following the earthquake in 1995, which served worshippers for 11 years. He's also designed structures for post-quake Haiti. Ban is now turning his attention to Christchurch.
The cardboard is locally available in Christchurch, so that we can use with local people, local material, because it's easy and cheap. But also that the structure is very strong and available anywhere in the world. Each one is 80 centimeter diameter, and the space in between is the gap the light comes through.
The bold plan would take about 3 months to complete and cost $2 million. The original 1864 cathedral in Christchurch was badly damaged in February's earthquake, while a powerful aftershock caused more of the stone building to come crashing down. Officials have yet to decide on a long-term replacement for the famous landmark. But Mayor Bob Parker hopes a temporary cardboard cathedral will give the city a much-needed boost.
The symbol of hope is already here. It's embedded in the hearts of our people, to be honest with you. But this is a physical way of showing that as well. And it could be a multi-purpose space too, so that it might actually help us with orchestras and choirs and many other things.
The Dean, Peter Beck, hopes the project will be completed in time for the first anniversary of the disaster next February. He says the design will bring comfort to a bruised community.
And I think it's got a really nice feel about it. It's almost tent-like, and I like the idea of pitching our tent. Very Christian concept, actually, pitching our tent in the centre of the city.
The total cost of reconstructing New Zealand's second-largest city is expected to exceed $15 billion. And officials say it could take another 20 years before the work is finally complete. For The World, I'm Phil Mercer, Christchurch, New Zealand.